Open Water 20. Section 7, Management, Part 7. Version 2.06, March 16, 2020. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. More safe diving practices. Altitude diving. You can get decompression sickness more easily at altitude, 300 meters or 990 feet and above, than at sea level. Why? You are under less pressure at altitude, and the nitrogen gas pressure differential in your body to the outside pressure is larger when exiting the water at altitude. This may cause bubbles to expand more than they would at sea level. When dive planning at altitude, remember to set the computer, if required, for the correct altitude. There are computers that automatically register altitude and compensate without you having to change it manually. Read the manufacturer's specifications and instructions carefully so you understand how the computer works, before use. To learn more about altitude diving, enroll on the RAID Altitude Speciality Program. Flying to altitude. Follow the time to fly on your dive computer. If the computer is not working after and or during dives, then we recommend waiting a minimum of 12 hours from the time of your last dive before flying. This is in the case of a single no decompression dive. For a repetitive, multi-day trip or decompression dive, wait at least 24 hours. Driving to altitude. Be conservative. The longer you wait after a dive, the lower the risk. It is recommended to follow the time to fly on your computer before driving to altitude, although there is insufficient data on this subject and therefore there are no general recommendations. Cold and strenuous dives. If you get very cold on a dive, or you have a strenuous dive, you may end up with more nitrogen in your body. Your computer cannot monitor each person's physical conditions. In view of this, dive conservatively and when cold, control your ascents and add more dive time at the safety stops. Don't dive again until you are completely warmed up. Don't dive if you are sick or have a cold. It is important not to dive with a cold or allow asthmatics to dive. Air can be trapped by airway blockages and cause lung overexpansion and possibly gas emboli in the bloodstream. This could cause serious problems for the diver. Don't dive too deep. As a RAID Open Water 20 diver, your depth limit is 20 meters or 66 feet. These limits are in place for your own safety. If you wish to go deeper, you can enroll on the next RAID level and follow the programs. For your information, the maximum recreational dive limit is 40 meters or 130 feet, but Open Water 20 maximum is 20 meters or 66 feet. Any diving deeper than 40 meters or 130 feet would be considered technical diving and you need to obtain proper training for these depths. Don't dive with malfunctioning equipment. Make sure an authorized technician services your equipment regularly. Properly functioning equipment is crucial in scuba diving. Scuba equipment must be in good working order and respected. Remember, it is life support equipment. Don't destroy the environment. Dive etiquette. Be sure your buoyancy skills are well tuned before you go diving in any fragile environment. Coral takes hundreds of years to form and thrive. Fragile sea fans and corals can be destroyed with one kick of a fin. Please make sure your feet are up and that you are always aware of your surroundings and your own placement in the water. Secure gauges, spare regulators, and other dangling equipment to your BCD, so that you don't endanger the environment. Resort etiquette. Diving is only part of the environmental awareness, so make sure the resorts, dive centers or charters follow an environmental program before booking with them. For example, one is the local community working towards sustainable reef practice. Two are boat anchors being dropped onto reefs causing damage. Three are illegal fishing practices going on in the area. Don't plan decompression dives or go into overhead environments. This goes back to attitude and ego. If you want to do this work towards a goal with the correct training and gain experience slowly, log your dives. Keep an accurate record of where you've been, what you've seen, and the important data about the dives. Make your logbook your scuba diving diary. List the marine animals you have seen, anything unusual about the dive. List your equipment used, along with how much weight you used, which will prove handy when re-entering similar environments in the future. It is great to look back on. Raid note, use the Raid Online Dive Log to record all your diving experience. Care for yourself. Maintain a good cardiovascular system, and an average level of fitness and weight for your height. This will make diving even more enjoyable. Diving demands a certain level of fitness. Some of the benefits of becoming fitter are lower blood pressure, better heart regulation, greater blood flow, more efficient lungs, and lower heart rate. All these are beneficial to scuba divers. Smoking, carbon monoxide, alcohol, and trans fats. The World Health Organization says tobacco is the number one poison of pleasure for humanity with its active ingredient, nicotine, a highly toxic alkaloid that is fatal in doses of 60 milligrams. An average cigarette provides a dose of 0.5 milligrams. When a person smokes, there is almost an immediate effect on the respiratory, nervous, and circulatory systems. A single cigarette will paralyze the cilia, which are tiny little hairs in the lungs, for up to 20 minutes. Smoking causes an increase in the mucus production almost immediately and interferes with the oxygen uptake in the lungs. The blood vessels within the body will react to tobacco smoke by constricting, which will in turn increase blood pressure. This eventually predisposes a diver with heart disease to a higher risk and susceptibility to decompression sickness, as the circulatory efficiency is reduced. Another risk that a diver faces is the possibility of mucus plugs in the sinuses and congestion in the lungs. There is a marked probability that gas trapped behind these plugs may cause a pulmonary barotrauma. Smoking is the single most lethal carcinogen in the world. Alcohol, after tobacco, is the second most widely used addictive substance in the world. We all are aware that alcohol intoxicates and decreases performance. Combine this with the effects of nitrogen narcosis at depth, and the diver will have a real problem. The ability to function, to note changes in equipment and parameters, will be severely impaired. Alcohol further promotes heat loss, increases the risk of vomiting underwater, and is a diuretic, which means it causes the diver to urinate more, thus leading to dehydration and a high susceptibility to decompression sickness. Always hydrate with water. A trans fatty meal produces an immediate change in the circulatory system by slowing it down and creating a phenomenon described as sludging. After about 6 hours following the meal, the sludging can be so severe that it may be enough to virtually stop circulation in the smallest of blood vessels. For a diver, this can be a serious problem and may lead to decompression sickness. Dive refresher, 12 months. If you have not dived within 12 months, then a confined water refresher with a Raid instructor is required before any open water training dive. The refresher will include, but is not limited to, the self-rescue skills, mask removal and replacement, and buoyancy. You have 6 months from start to finish to complete your Open Water 20 program. This is because skills will diminish if you don't practice them, and your initial skills should be completed in this time frame. For this reason, we do recommend that if you haven't dived within 6 months from your last dive, you complete a refresher with a Raid instructor or dive master. Open circuit assembly procedures. Your Raid instructor will demonstrate how to 1. Ensure your cylinder is full. 2. Try on the BCD, buoyancy compensator device, to ensure size and fit, oral inflation, and check dump valves are working. 3. Attach the BCD to the cylinder and check for correct height setting. 4. Attach the first stage regulator and ensure the second stage regulator and the alternative air source is on the right-hand side. Attach the low pressure hose to the BCD power inflator. 5. Turn on the gas slowly and open all the way. 6. Breathe on the second stage and alternative air source. 7. Check the SPG, submersible pressure gauge, whilst breathing on the second stage, and ensure the pressure gauge indication needle does not move. If it does move when breathing on the second stage, then the cylinder pillar valve has not been opened fully or there is a fault. 8. Inflate the BCD whilst using the power inflator and ensure the pressure holds. 9. Check for any pressure leaks. 10. Switch on the dive computer and check the battery and set the correct diving parameters. Other open circuit precautions. 1. Always dive with a dive computer. 2. End your dive with 50 bar or 735 psi minimum. 3. Monitor your gauges and dive computer throughout the dive. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.